what would you say if I said that I could bring him back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
The night when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Hello and welcome to St. John Forward Radio. Let's get rid of that banner so you can see my lovely face. This is St. John Forward Radio every Monday night from 9 till 10 o'clock here on local 107.3 FM, also streaming out onto Facebook and YouTube. John Forward Comedy if you want to find that stuff. And audio episodes available on Podbean. I think that's the only place that's never has never been a problem. I've got several Facebook likes to mute out songs if there's copyrighted material. I got one medical misinformation warning on YouTube. I don't even know what I said in that episode, but anyway. So we're here. Just had a No Jokes Barred comedy show this weekend that I think went pretty well. Certain aspect of it was a little bit dicey. Perhaps we'll get the female perspective on that if there's time later.
Yeah, we'll see.
No. So, I've got a special guest in the studio coming up, but first I got to talk about myself for a little while. Mm-hmm. My name's in the show title.
It is. It is in the show title.
You know, and I'm interviewing candidates for prime minister, so I'm a pretty big deal these days. And so it was no surprise to me when my phone started ringing this afternoon, and the name that came up on the caller ID was P. Polyevra.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, here's another one trying to jump on the John Forward bandwagon and trying to get that John Forward bump. I answered the phone and there was the telltale like pause where they see if you actually answer before they put somebody through.
Yeah.
I did speak to a human being. I don't think it was Pierre Paul it was some dude. I think he said what his name was. I don't remember what it was. We're not going to be doxing him on this show. I don't think saying his name would be technically doxing.
No.
But he knew my name. And John rather than Jonathan. So I'm not sure where my name and phone number come up on a list to be used by the Conservative Party.
You donated to them, didn't you? Or no, you don't. No.
I tried to donate to the convoy before the GoFundMe got shut down.
Oh, Lord.
I am a paying member of the Libertarian Party of Canada.
Amazing.
I'm not very impressed with their lack of presence. Anyway.
It doesn't make sense to have a libertarian party.
It does. It's not the anarchist party.
I guess. But I thought the whole shtick was like not having government.
Well, less is better than more. I think that's the... there is such a thing as a libertarian policy. Mm. So. But this guy was basically... And he didn't even ask. He just was like, you know, I can connect you. All you need to do to make sure that Pierre Poilievre is the next prime minister to take down that evil Trudeau, he can connect me right now with somebody that can set me up with a $15 membership for the Conservative Party of Canada.
Did he then give you like a Hotmail address to e-transfer the money?
No, he was gonna transfer me over on the phone.
Friends and family, right then. PayPal.
And all I would have had to do was give my credit card number.
Okay. Why didn't you do it?
Well, I told him. Yeah. Well, first like, anyway, the Conservative Party is having there's a bunch of people vying for the top spot. After my good friend Maxime Bernier narrowly was defeated by Andrew Scheer, and then he lost an election, so they gave him the boot. They brought in Aaron O'Toole. He lost an election, so they gave him the boot. So they're just going to keep throwing spaghetti at the wall until something sticks. I plan to watch at least one of the conservative leadership debates. I watched one last time, and that was when I first started to dabble. I'm a noted non-voter, but when they had the leadership come up last time that Aaron O'Toole eventually won, I watched the debates thinking, well, maybe this is the lesser evil. This is before COVID, I think. Or maybe it was right at the beginning. I don't remember. Didn't like any of them, not even as a lesser evil. Of the last batch, what's her name? Leslyn, they all have names that I don't know how to say. Leslyn Davis, I think her name is. She was the least bad of them. So anyway, he wanted to put me through, and I said I was not interested. And I'm sure this message will go right to the top, but I said I appreciate the focus on freedom as of late.
Oh my God, you didn't really say
yes,
that, did you?
But too little, too late, Conservative Party.
That's so cringy.
And he was like, "What do you mean? You know, if they get enough feedback, I'm sure it will come into the mix, and they'll lie better next time." He's like, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, I appreciate the fiery speeches after the convoy, but the whole party, including Mr. PP, seemed to be keeping pretty quiet on the whole COVID situation for the last 2 years." And he's like, "You don't think he's our best shot at defeating Trudeau?" And I said, "He might be, but I'm not interested in voting for the lesser evil."
Are you doing a bit?
No, it was real.
This is bizarre.
Why?
It's just really strange, and I feel like you had that all written down just ready to go as soon as one of them called you.
I wrote it down before the show, but no, I was shooting from the hip when the call came.
Where were you?
I was at work in the middle of dealing with a crisis, but you know, I took a few minutes to give this volunteer.
Oh, okay, because the time that I called,
I was in
the middle of a phone call. I gotta go.
I was on the. I was not currently. I didn't put somebody on hold.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the middle of conducting a job interview when you came in. I was happy to see you. But
yeah, I bet. But I'm no Pierre Poilievre.
No, well, if they get enough bad feedback, maybe a nugget of it goes up to the top. And you know, not voting for a lesser evil, not entirely true. I'd consider it, but I'm not signing up to be the political party. And you know, who knows? Probably not. I was briefly caught in the Conservative Party spell when they were given their fiery speeches during the convoy. But then the Ukraine thing happened, and I saw the war sabers start rattling. I'm like, there's the Conservative Party that I remember. And you know, flashbacks of Stephen Harper. I don't even know what in particular I didn't like about Stephen Harper, but at the time wasn't happy. So I don't know. I'm willing to vote in self-defense, maybe, but I don't know. I don't agree with everything the PPC stands for. But you know, the front issues, I feel like there's a little bit more. I mean, he's talking about it when it's not popular. So anyway, I'll vote for that lesser evil. And the Conservative Party, they're either going to, I'm pretty sure it's a done deal. They're probably going to win the next one. I can't imagine Trudeau or Jagmeet pulling it ahead after the antics they've been up to as of late. So anyway, I did not become a member of the Conservative Party today.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Early on when Mr. PP was starting his run, I was like, yeah, this guy gives some good speeches, but he's not very charismatic. He seemed very cold.
You love a charismatic speaker.
He's definitely gotten some media training since then. You can see like his kind of fake robotic smile now. And
do the smile. Do an impression of it.
He's been trained to smile more. He's attempting to be funny now.
Oh no!
I showed you that clip of the roast battle that happened at the leadership debate.
That was weird.
Where he was calling Jean Charest, who I don't know anything about. I know the name, but some call him out, and he's like, "You heard about the convoy on the CBC like the other liberals." And threw out liberals and like, yeah, you probably got a Huawei phone. He's just, it seems very disingenuous. And
well, also, it barely makes sense. It's certainly two sentences.
No, he's throwing in freedom, China, etc.
Yeah.
I don't know. It does seem like, I mean, that's what a democracy is for, but it seems all of them are lying, but I don't know. Seems extra.
You feel like
however the wind is blowing is what the policy is. I don't know. I don't like it. But anyway, enough of that. Yuck.
That
Conservative Party. Yuck. That's all I have to say.
I was thinking, I was sitting here,
mm-hmm.
and there's a little piece of gum under the table,
mm-hmm.
and as I'm compulsively touching it, even though I know that's disgusting, mm-hmm.
make sure you put your fingers in your mouth.
I had to try not to wipe my eye. Maxime Bernier may have touched the same piece of gum that I'm touching.
Oh, now. That's holy sacrament now.
Yeah, so
that's pretty good.
PPC,
you can't wash your hands now.
If they
want
to come here and make a pilgrimage to this gum under this table.
Yeah.
Also, who puts a piece of gum on the community radio station table?
Some animal. That's who.
I'm not happy about it.
So anyway, you've been. We do have a guest I haven't introduced. Of course, I'm referring to Mr. Sprite. say hello to the camera, Mr. Sprite. If you're just listening on audio, tough luck, pal. But anyway, May Wonderful.
Hello, it's me.
We're here. It's your 6-year soberversary.
Ooh.
I think you've come on every year,
yeah.
except for 2021.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know why I didn't do last year.
I don't know. So maybe
I was crabby.
We've got 2 years to catch up on, but to start with, to celebrate, I'm letting you pick the first song. Do you want to set this up for us?
Yeah, this is just a song I had to pull out of my arse because you thought my other song that I thought about was too long. So here's
Small World. Do it, but that's the other one if you want. It's just going to be two and a half minutes less. Oh, it's easy enough to.
No,
to
we're doing it. We're listening to the other song.
Okay.
I don't have a story behind it.
Why do you
just
like
my
it?
Favorite guy.
Tell us who this guy is.
It's Jack Stover, and I think I've played him every other time I've been on the show.
I don't know if that's true.
He's just
Fact Checkers team.
Young, like, funny guy, and he does little songs, and he does little YouTube videos and stuff.
All right.
And I first saw he did shorts on Adult Swim, and then I looked him up, and he has albums on Spotify, and they're really good. And this is one of the songs, and I think it's kind of a romantic song.
All right. Well, it's here.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, because it might not
world.
Be.
It's not romantic.
I don't know.
Well,
I'll let you know after we hear it if it's the one I thought it was going to be.
If we come back from the break and we're making out furiously, you'll know it was the
romantic
one.
Yeah, but can't people see? Or no, you put that picture up.
Yeah, I'm going to put the picture up.
Okay.
We can just have us on camera.
I don't want
that. If you want to.
No.
We can maybe have an arm wrestle over the console.
No. That seems dangerous.
All right. Well, Jack Stover.
I don't know if that's how you say his name.
Stover. Small
right in Jack
World from Hilo. Why is the first three letters capitalized but not
don't
the
worry
O?
About it. Don't worry about it.
Jack Stover, what's up, buddy? Come on now. Any second now, the song. There we go.
Okay, yeah, it's the right one.
is it streamlined? Good time. Oh my, deep brain I'm in, living in a forehead, running away, leaning in and falling on anything. The sky is coming down blue, and I hold it up with you. Listen, Big Ben, I am everything you ordered. No more drugstore, mark your calendar. Living in a forehead, running away, leaning in and falling on anything. The sky is coming down blue, and I'll hold it up with you. But there's always, might fight you, little bite, little fight, little bite, little fight, little by little fight, little bite. The sky is coming down blue, and I'll hold it up with you. Living in a forehead, humming away, leaning in and falling on anything. The sky is coming down blue, and I'll hold it up.
That's a nice song.
Yes. Jaxtober, Small
Yay.
World. Exclusive to St. John Forward Radio. You won't hear that anywhere else.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
Is my mic on?
It's a deep
Can
cut.
You hear me?
Yeah. I'll turn it up a little bit.
It's a deep cut.
I guess.
I like it.
Are all the other radio shows you listen to playing it?
No.
No. That's right.
I can say that.
Are they
with
playing
confidence.
It on Canada Land?
No, they don't play it on Canada Land. That's not really a radio show. It's a pod journalism.
That's
it's
what
news.
This show is.
This is the news, eh?
Yeah.
No.
This
it's
is
not.
The only thing that anybody ever needs to listen to.
Oh,
they get all their information from here.
That's sad. I wouldn't suggest that.
Well, fine then. But since there are people who, this is the only thing that they ever listen to, perhaps, they don't know about, sober people and sobriety.
We exist.
Happy 6 years of,
thank you.
Of no drinking.
Thanks.
How are you feeling today? I've got some questions to ask you.
Okay.
But just,
okay.
Let's just, generally,
I
how's
feel-
it going?
I feel kind of like it's almost a non-event now at this point, which is kind of sad. I don't know. I'm used to it. It's just part of my life. I don't experience the difficulty that I once did at resisting. I'm just... I wonder if I would have gotten to this point at this age anyway if I hadn't have quit, if I would just be over it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I feel... like, no, I wouldn't have, because I do have an addict brain, so I probably would have just been ramping it up. But
has that feeling changed much over the 6 years, or is that generally how it's been every
no
time?
That's changed a lot. That's very recent that I've just felt like it's just kind of a normal thing now. I've gone through many different stages of like almost like not quite the stages of grief, but like it was an adjustment period, and there were times of, well, as I've spoken about before, it was self-medication. So for a while I was just kind of spiraling in a different way, and then I got on some medication and I went to therapy, and I've started doing things for myself, like craft things and enriching things. And I have a really good job right now, and I have more confidence to like go out and do things on my own if I want to do that. So it has been a journey for sure. And it's changed a little bit every year, but I think I'm just kind of, I felt like it was kind of a non-event this year. I don't know.
So is that change mostly just your own, or do you see any difference in how other people respond to it? You getting as many sick likes as in previous years?
Yes, I am. I still have a very good support network, and that's really, I'm really fortunate in that way, because I would say a lot of people don't. And I know I've said this to you, but I am very thankful and that you didn't have it in the house for a long time after I quit, and I never asked you that. And I think that that's really a big part of the success of it. I think if you're someone who wants to quit drinking and your partner is not supportive or not, you know, not on board necessarily, that's a real struggle, I think.
Yeah.
And that was definitely helpful for me. But you were never a big drinker anyway. But, I mean, I'm not uncomfortable with it being in the house. But I also, I bought that non-alcoholic beer to try that.
That was the Radler thing.
I didn't...
Was it supposed to be Radler?
I think it was. It's called, like, Rose Peach or something. It just tasted like...
I had a sip. It was kind of a weird beer. I don't know. I have limited Radler experience.
I don't want one. I'd just as soon have a soda water.
Yeah.
A LaCroix. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't really get the point of it.
Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, you weren't really a beer person.
No, I wasn't.
Before.
I wasn't.
We spent a fair amount of time, you know, we fell in love over dollar drafts at the box.
Yeah, true.
But I could see that being like for somebody that likes to have a cold beer on a hot summer day out on the golf course or whatever. I don't know.
Like a craft brew. I liked when I was, am I allowed to say company names on here?
Is there sure.
When I was working for Moosehead, the small batch tap room had hops water, which was like it was like the leftover hops they used to make almost like a soda water. And it, I don't know, it was nice. It had like a little citrus taste to it and it was refreshing. And then it had that kind of like beer aftertaste to it, but there was no alcohol in it. And it was nice. And I don't know how much I can say.
What do you mean?
Well, just
as long as you're not slandering anybody.
Oh, no. No, I'm not slandering them. I just mean from like an accounting perspective, I'm fairly certain I was the only person drinking them. And I, it's safe to say that at a certain period, I was the only one drinking the hops water. But that's okay.
It is a pretty limited, like, soda water is something that that us booze bags can also enjoy.
Well,
hop
to
water
be fair,
seems
like
something that only an alcoholic would want. I don't know.
What? No. If you're going there, if you're a designated driver and you don't want to suck on a Pepsi all night.
I suppose.
It's like a nice thing to have.
Yeah, it's a good option just drinking 10 glasses of pop.
Yes, it sucks when a glass of pop is like, there you go. Ooh, enjoy. And I don't know. It's a real bummer. So it's always nice if there's something different.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that just Is that something that you, like, do you want the actual drink, or do you just feel like that's a way to kind of be a part of the thing that's happening?
I feel like it's a way to be a part of it. I know when we were out, like, at Dave's place or something, I like to have, or even out, well, not that we've been much of anywhere in the last 2 years, but if I'm at, like, a show or something, I like to have the can in my hand to, like, have something.
Yeah, it is kind of, you feel like you're,
I don't know what to do with
participating
myself. Yeah.
In it, I guess.
Yeah. And it's fun to, like, have my little vape and go outside with that.
Yeah. Yeah, because...
my THC-less vape.
Yeah, so...
And my non-alcoholic drink.
A few things. So, we've been at... you mentioned the... we went to a party at our friend Dave's last weekend, or the weekend before or something, where everybody was getting pretty sauced. You seem to, what's that like going to something like that, and how's it changed?
It makes, I feel anxious when people don't drink, when I can feel them holding back because I'm there. I thought, well, they're all really nice guys and they're funny. So it was, and they weren't out of control. No one was like aggro or anything. They're like nice fellas. So that was
no punching or barfing that we witnessed.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like when people are like aggro, or if they're like getting all on you, or like I've had situations where people are like, you must think I'm so this, that, the other, and I'm like, I really don't. I don't. No, I don't. I just don't want you to touch me and breathe your hot beer breath on my face. Yeah, no, that situation, it's almost better when they are drinking, because that's what they want to do and they're having a good time. And
you don't want to feel like you're the wet blanket.
No, I definitely don't want to be the wet. I'm always perpetually a damp blankie, so I never want to just really like put the flames out, just really skirt up the place in there.
You're only a wet blanket compared to your freedom loving husband.
Yeah,
John.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge party animal, as everyone knows.
Yeah.
Has that how has that changed over the 6 years? Did it used to be harder to, like, year one, do you think it would have been harder to be at a hammer party?
Yes, it would have been. I would have felt very like, I would have felt like I was missing out. I think too, like, I could still remember the euphoria that I felt at that point. I don't remember it anymore, so that's helpful. And I broke my brain chemistry a little bit, I think, because I don't feel that in the same. But I mean, that's why people like alcohol, right? Because it's the same as, like, you're not going to get the kind of a high that you get from drugs, just from, you know what I mean? So I don't remember what that felt like anymore. So it's easier for me to just navigate. And I am more confident in myself, and I don't have the same issues with anxiety that I used to have. One memory I have really clearly is when we went to Boston to see At the Drive-In and they didn't end up playing. I don't even think I had a month in at that point, and you were like, what's going on? Why are you being like this? When we went to, there was like a band playing in that weird rusty cum town we were staying. And it was like some kind of like Latin music, I think. And people were dancing, and I didn't know what to do with myself because I was anxious. And normally in those situations, I would just like pound 3 glasses of wine into me and then I would be raring to go. But I think now I'm more comfortable in my own skin, and I do like to dance, and I still do that. And I don't know.
I don't remember that particular thing, but that's, I apologize for my lack of patience.
It's okay.
All I remember...
We probably had a fight on the way.
There's a picture of me giving a salute next to a wooden Indian statue. I should say indigenous persons, but I'm pretty sure the person who made the statue
wouldn't have. That was an unfortunate statue.
I also remember...
that was a long time ago, and even then I remember thinking, like,
this bar must have been burned to the ground since then. I also remember... Do you remember how the bathroom doors were labeled?
No, I don't. I don't want you to say. Is it bad?
It's not bad for me to say. It's kind of, well, the boys' bathroom had a Bruce Jenner Wheaties box.
Oh, my God, yeah, no.
And the ladies' bathroom had, I think, the Caitlyn Jenner Vogue cover.
You know what? That's kind of cute, I think.
Yeah, I don't think Caitlyn Jenner would have been upset about that.
No, I don't think that there was, like, mean, I don't think there was, like, mean-spiritedness behind that one. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, we never got a picture of that. The statue comes up in my Facebook memories once a year whenever that happens. But I don't think we took a picture of the bathroom doors.
No. I don't tend to take a picture of the toilet doors when I go on vacation.
Well, that's a noteworthy one. And you know, it's different if it was Taco Pika bathroom. You don't want to be taking pictures in the bathroom.
Yeah, don't.
Unless you have a really nice turd.
That's different.
Yeah. Let's take another quick break. And reset. So
do an ID.
Why don't you do an ID?
I don't know how to
special guest. Say what we're listening to, what channel is. Do you know what channel it is?
Oh my God. Oh, this is really embarrassing. I keep thinking of
there's an adjective as the word.
Community campus radio.
Yeah.
Local FM.
Yep.
And I can't remember the number.
It's local 107.3.
Yes, local 107.3 FM.
It's your campus and community voice. I don't know if they even use that catchphrase anymore. Well, I don't listen to any other shows. We're bringing it back.
That's rude.
I think they're trying to... It's a weird thing because they've got weird old people like me.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird for a nearly 40-year-old man to be doing a campus radio show.
It's very weird.
But it's less weird for me to be doing a community radio show that happens to take place on a campus. I think they try to do both, and I don't know what the current lineup is. When I started working here like 20 years ago, they had some like a few older people that were community members that came in and did shows. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of them are still around anymore, but yeah, actively trying to recruit students and getting the UNB population a part of it. But you know, they're open to community voices.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there in St. John, if you're a part of the community,
if you have a community voice.
Flap those lips
right into the microphone.
Do a show. I think they're probably always looking for new stuff.
To some alt-right podcasts and
then
condense it into an hour,
translate it into St. John flavor. Yep, just say everything about Trudeau that the American podcasts say about Biden.
I believe it's pronounced Turdo.
Yep, that's a good one.
Turd.
Now you're on the Conservative Party list.
Ah, oh, dang.
All right. Well,
that's how it happens. I don't like when people say Turdo.
Okay.
It's not
his
nice.
Real name is enough of an embarrassment.
No, don't make fun of people's names. Like, there's plenty of stuff.
Making fun of his name. His name is going to be forever associated with his tyranny. Anyway,
okay.
Let's play a song. Let's leave it up to the Spotify shuffle here.
Oh, man, this is going to be a real treat.
What do we got?
People can pretend they're waking up in our house.
Ministry is a bit excessive for this episode.
Don't put Ministry on.
Let's try a different. Let's try the next one. Last Sniff by Wilma Archer and MF Doom. Okay. Sounds kind of jazzy.
How long is it?
Three ten.
As the clock ticks, he plays the low end watch dicks. Pause, deep cover, binocular optics. Only spotted a rice grain on a chopstick. Zoomed out to notice a shiny badge. Officer dropkick. Must have been pork fried. Spit a chunk, confided in his partner as he put the rod in park. I see both eyes staring at the opposite side of the block as they spy. A fiend glide by, hotter than July. What a bullshit disguise. Vest plunging through the sides. Aviator hides. It's just 5 past lunch rush. Last time a fast guy took a dive. Step lively. Look alive. The city don't sleep or take naps and won't easily concede to Jake traps. How quick he makes scraps through fake daps. Either the trees, the D, or cracks that break snap. Your poison, amusing or annoying. Just be sure to avoid the blues and them boys. Them, they're not toying. Taxpayers help employ them. They turn around and treat them more worse than the goyim. Someone pass the color to the other wearing denim leaves. They're real dirty, plain clothes enemies. Tend to be pretending in it to end the dude's legacy. With numbers of run concurrent, still it'll be a century. Or end in a heartbeat, them streets damn. For simply just trying to eat and feed fam. The drug war turned out to be a complete sham. All the while throughout the system a beat jam. Not my problem. He's here to watch the watchers till the last shift and get paid good if who ask if. And be ready to blast for the hood, don't let your mask shift. And put that work in overtime till the last sniff.
We're back on St. John Forward Radio. Wilma Archer with MF Doom.
Ow, my hair's caught.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was about to say rest in peace to MF Doom.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's fine. He died.
When did he die?
Halloween on 2020.
Oh my gosh, that's so spooky.
Yeah. Added that song to this playlist January 2020, a mere few months before.
Yeah, you called it.
Yep, that's very important. So we're back here on St. John Forward Radio, here with my dear wife, May Wonderful, celebrating 6 years of sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting her hair caught in the headphones.
I have bangs now.
Yes.
I didn't have
bangs. That's new.
Year.
That's a new aspect of your sobriety. Do you think the bangs help or hinder your sobriety?
They help.
How so?
They keep me like... I'm always looking forward now to the bright new future.
John Forward? You're looking John Forward?
No.
That's my new campaign.
More like Sean Becker.
I'm going to be the local candidate for the Conservative Party
now.
I'm going
to be the local candidate for the Shut Up Party. Cringe core.
Oh, yeah. The Cringe what Party are all of your Canada.
What are all your new followers going to think finding out that you're married to a lefty weirdo?
I used to be a lefty weirdo. I still am on certain topics.
What a traitor.
I don't know if I have any new followers. I got a lot of hits on that Maxine episode. But I don't know
you're
if any of them.
Comments for days on the YouTubes.
If you came in for
Maxine
Bernier,
I think there might have been 4 comments.
And you stuck around for Sober Wife.
Welcome.
Hit us up in the comments.
For sad 40-year-old and her stuffed animal.
Yeah. How do you feel being a sober person with a rising political star as a husband?
I'm in therapy over it.
You were in therapy before this.
I'm still in it.
I thought you were thinking about quitting.
Yeah, I was. I don't know. What do you mean? What do you want me to say?
I don't know. I'm just talking.
It's hard smack. When it's difficult when your best friend who you love has views that you don't like.
Such as?
I don't know. I don't even want to get into it. You know what I don't like.
Freedom?
Yeah, I hate freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. I love vaccines. Mandatory. I want everyone to have a vaccine. Mandatory. Okay. No, you're not allowed to.
No exceptions.
No exceptions.
Penny down, jab it in there.
Three masks.
Surgically.
I wipe my eye with a dumb hand.
That's not it's following COVID enough, protocols. That's just public health telling you that you're not supposed to rub used gum on your eye.
Dang.
It's all a conspiracy.
It's all big gum, big eye drop.
The World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, World Health Organization.
Bill Gates, I don't like him either.
Xi Jinping, he doesn't like gum.
What did he do?
I don't know. He's the guy, he's the Chinese guy. What's his title? Is he he's not the prime minister of China. What is the Chinese leader called?
It's the prime minister.
Is it? I don't know. Anyway, getting back to the sobriety, we touched on this earlier. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to name names, but you worked for a company who deals primarily in alcohol for about a year. How was that?
It was nice.
As a sober person.
I liked it. I never at any point felt pressured my supervisor at that job, he knew me from a previous job and he knew that I was a sober person, and he always went out of his way to, if they announced like, oh, we're having beer Friday or something like that, he always went out of his way to like message me privately and just be like, don't feel pressured to go or to do anything. And he would just reassure me that no one's going to say anything or, you know, no one's going to think it's strange if you're not drinking. So I was like, good.
You've worked at a few. I've never really worked in a place that drank in the office.
Let me tell you, accountants like to have a drink.
Yeah. Like generally, like when I was teaching, we weren't cracking beers at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Or during the day. There was probably a few people that have a little extra something in their coffee cups.
Yeah. It was it definitely was like a thing. And even
I think most of the jobs you've had since we've been together have been drinking in the office places.
I worked for a bank and we used to it was rare. It was like Christmas and then like usually in the summer, like quarterly, after we closed, we would drink, or they'd like a couple times for some reason they like drove us to Fredericton in a bus. I don't know why. There was something happened, and we were dressed as nuns, and we sang a song from Sister Act.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, you had to make all the nun robes, I recall.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I made like 30 nun punch. What the hell, man?
Well, you were a drunk that couldn't stand up for yourself. So like you're pretty chill about it, but like I would imagine that being in that scenario, even if everybody's kind of been told to be sensitive, that would still be difficult for somebody that's having more of a struggle than you are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely would be. I think you really have to be your own advocate. You have to be comfortable setting your boundaries and then sticking with them, and it's difficult because I do feel like I'm being cruel sometimes or mean, or because sometimes I do have to set a boundary and say like, no, I'm not doing that. But also what's nice is when you get to be a woman of a certain age, you just don't care anymore. And I will just tell people I'm not doing that. which is nice.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of, I think we've talked about this before, but even like at drinking parties at work is a particular example of it. But, you know, alcohol is kind of a pervasive part of our culture.
It is a pervasive part, and you really don't realize it until it's not there anymore. I know that I do struggle to connect with certain people sometimes because when you want to hang out with somebody, what do? You go for a drink. Well, you know, I don't necessarily want to meet up and have a Pepsi with you at 10 o'clock at night, you know. Or what I like now is I do brunch quite a bit with friends, and that's really nice. And you get up and you have your brunch, and then it's not too early for my hungover friends. And they get to have a nice breakfast, and I have a coffee, and then we go about our day. Or I also, my friend Tracy had me over the other day, and we had a, can I say Stitch and B-word?
Sure.
It's the name of the thing, Stitch and Bitch.
CRTC, and it was, cover your ears.
It was really, it's the name of the action. It's not me doing a swear.
It's fine.
So.
It's a mild one. We're after 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, true. So the kids are in bed.
As long as you don't compare any policies to historical atrocities, I think we're okay.
Well, that would be extremely cringy for me to do, so.
Fair enough.
Just saying. Okay. No shade. I still love the person who did that. Yeah. I lost my train of thought now. Oh, yeah. That just, I find that I'm finding more ways to connect with people. I made a really good friend over the past year who's our neighbor, Geneva, and she's been really fun to hang out with, and she's a knitting person like me, so we do that. And I feel like these are all things that if I still was just really fixated on where my next drink was going to come from, that I wouldn't have these experiences, because now, you know, the first little while I was focused on myself and getting myself right and feeling comfortable in my cell, my own skin, and now I'm kind of like branching out a little bit. It did suck that just as I was revving up, everything shut down for 2 years, but I'm ready to get back out there and do my thing. Well, I need more doll weirdos, if people could.
Any doll weirdos out there?
Doll weirdos with me. I would really like that.
I think we've got some comments.
So we have some doll weirdos. Shout out.
Love you, Mr. Sprite and Megan. John, you are wonderful too.
There he is.
Thank you.
Is that Laurege?
Yes.
Aww.
I hate that you can't find a birthday card hardly without insinuating that everyone drinks on their birthday.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
Well, I was going to ask about that. You probably see, like, when in the move to, like, streaming and DVR, you're not seeing nearly as many TV commercials where everybody's, like, cool dudes partying and having a good time drinking.
No bikini babes.
No bikini babes. Do you still?
Am I still a bikini babe? Yes.
Yes. And is it okay if I shake a beer and spray it on to you?
All
as long as
me.
You don't get any in your mouth.
Yeah, none in my mouth or my eyes.
Fair enough.
Although I've already touched my eye with gum, Maxime Bernier gum hands.
We need to disinfect that gum eye.
I need a vaccine in my eye.
But do you see alcohol advertising much? Like, I don't even notice it.
I don't as much now. I still get it on Facebook every now and then. I have
the Facebook t-shirts and mugs.
No, the Facebook algorithm's pretty smart. I started hiding liquor ads, and then right after I got sober, it really ramped up, and there it was like aggressive. And I think it's because I had posted about sobriety, and it was like a trigger word for anyway. Excuse me.
do you think there's, I'm not even 100% joking on this, but do you think that alcohol companies specifically target their advertising to people that have just quit drinking?
Yes, I do.
To keep them on the wagon?
I do, sadly.
Dangerous conspiracy theories here on
St.
John
Forward
Radio.
I do think that happens, yeah.
It'd be pretty shady if it came out. I don't know how.
There's someone else, and I won't I won't out him because I don't know how open he is with his non-drinking. He separately noticed the same thing as soon as he stopped drinking. So I think that there is a correlation for sure. And not necessarily to target like newly sober people, but think about things like sober January or whatever you call
sober
it.
Sober October.
Yeah. Think about that. Like what's cutting into profit. If you're like a regular beer drinker, if a bunch of people suddenly, if it's like a viral trend to do that, that's cutting into profits.
Yeah.
Now, maybe not in a significant way, but I mean, I think people are really starting to kind of analyze the relationship that they have with alcohol in general, at least in here. I don't know what it's like in other places. I have my little piece of the world and I'm kind of ignorant to what's going on outside of it. But I think people are cognizant of what they're putting into their bodies in a way that they weren't before. And I know a lot of sober people now. It's, you know, it's not the thing that it's not like a weird thing that it used to be. And I think part of it is age too. I forget that, you know, we are middle aged now and we, you know, you get to a certain point where it's not cute to be blackout drunk anymore.
Yeah.
It ain't cute. So.
Well, it never is, but there's a certain amount of cuteness. Oh, that
I was pretty cute.
You were cute despite getting blackout drunk.
Yeah.
How, like, do you see much representation of your people in, like, pop culture and, like, characters on shows and movies and stuff?
No.
Like, when we were kids.
Adam was on Girls. He was sober.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember, like, when we were kids, like, there was the Barney Gumble episodes, but I feel like that was mostly played for laughs, and we were kind of rooting for him to fall off the wagon.
I know. Poor Barney. No, there's not a lot of, like, sober representation. And actually, I know we laugh about it, but the way that alcoholism is shown in media, you know, as, like, somebody who's dire straits, you know, on a park bench passed out, that kind of representation is what makes people who are like myself think, like, oh, well, I have a job, like, I'm fine. You know, yeah. I'm making my husband cry every week, but I mean, no, he doesn't cry. He's a very manly man. No, I was talking about someone else.
Okay.
Who made
your ex-husband?
No, another person who did it to their husband.
Okay.
you know, like it sucks. It sucks that you kind of are fed this line that, like, unless you've blown your life up, keep on trucking, you're doing good. Yeah. Or that you're a bad, you know, you're just not good at drinking.
Yeah, like, well, no, I noticed a lot of, I'm sure more of this probably came your way, but people had said it to me, like, when you were first stopping drinking, there was a lot of, like, well, why? Because, like, they don't see you...
Because I hate myself.
Blowing up your life and stuff. Yeah. So it seems like...
Exactly. And it looked fine and I was never cruel to anybody and I was fun. I was a fun drunk, I think.
Yeah, and everybody...
Well, not to you, but...
To a certain extent. the first three or four, maybe.
Yeah. I think people, you know...
But, yeah, but like everyone kind of
was... I didn't
know
that people said that to you.
I think it was when you were around.
I want names and I want... Oh, no, I'm just
one
joking.
Of them. The
I'm
one,
just,
first no, one that comes to mind would not be a surprise to you.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, there was kind of like everybody kind of had a. Oh, there must be more to this story, and they wanted to, like, what was she like up and getting drunk in the morning before she went
fired?
To work, and like every night kind of thing.
I've had people ask, "How much did you drink?"
Yeah, and that's probably is their own personal gauge. So if
I'll never tell.
Well, what kind of reaction do you get from somebody when you tell them and you see them realize that they drink more than that and have to?
I think It doesn't matter what I would have said. They've already
yeah.
justified that it's not bad. But if you're at the point where you're like asking somebody, then you're having a little think about it. And that's fine. And I think, too, abstinence doesn't necessarily have to be the answer either. It's totally okay to cut back. I couldn't. I tried that and I couldn't do it. I didn't want to do it. I think that's what some people don't realize, is that I would rather not drink ever again than have two beer. That's dumb. I hate it. If I can't get rip-roaring blackout drunk, then I don't want to do it at all. You know? So...
Yeah, and I think, like, the same way. I've, like, over the years, I'll have a beer here and there, but there was a long time where just, unless I'm getting drunk, like, what's the yeah. point? Yeah. And my default would have been to, I'm just not going to bother, where some people would be like, well, then I might as well get blackout drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I don't have that in me. Like, when we used to go to trivia and I'd have, like, two drinks, I just remember being like, this sucks. And I was so fixated on, like, dragging it out and making sure like get a good have a buzz the entire time, and I don't anyway. It's just like it's nice. And you save money and I feel better about myself. Got better than I did. We're working on that.
Yeah.
I'll get there.
The people wanna know is the so we started a cult podcast coming back ever?
Oh.
The Euphorolytic movement has been pretty quiet. The Euphorolytic
movement will never die. And you do still need to look for the little love that's out there and allow yourself to be delighted. So that's always there, whether Moxie and I are spreading the gospel or not. I'm going to say I don't know. I was very depressed for a while and I just, my heart wasn't in it. And I kind of struggled with that because I thought that's probably the time when I should push myself to really do it, because part of the reason I really enjoyed it was because I was talking to my best friend for an hour every week or an hour or two. And that's not something that everybody does. Like we text almost every day, like if not every day. And, but to like actually hear each other's voice, that's something that not a lot of people do with their best friend, you know? So I don't know. That's an I don't know. I feel like we did what we could do with what we were going for. And we have discussed some other things we'd like to try in the future.
I think. And we don't really have time to get into it, but I imagine. Good,
because I don't want to.
Still drinking over the pandemic probably would have been.
That would have been real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Working from home.
Yep.
With a bottle.
Not good.
Yeah.
Would have been really bad for me.
All right. Well, do you have any final words?
I wish I did. I wish I had something really good. But I guess what I should say is just be kind to yourself and just remember that we've all really been through it this past while, and it's been rough. And just it's still difficult for you. Don't feel bad if maybe you see someone who's having a rougher go than you are, you're still having a hard time, and it's okay to feel that.
Well, I'm proud of you, and the listeners are proud of you, and your friends and family are proud of you, and we hope you keep it up.
Thank you. I love you.
This has been St. John Forward Radio. I don't have much to plug. Just did an episode of Four Story Walk Up with Brian and Arif last week. Check that out. I've got a show with Shane Ogden and some other people coming up on June 10th at the marina. No Harvey show.
It's in a Harvey's.
I wish. All right. That's the show. Thank you for listening.
All comics get a free burger.
Good night.
At Harvey's.